Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. It's gonna be alright.
I know it's gonna be alright. Hey,
it's gonna be alright.
Be all right. No matter what you're going through, it's gonna be all right. You gotta know that. How I know that is because the Word of God says Let not your heart be troubled. Ye that believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you so. I go away to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come and receive you unto myself. Where I am, there ye shall be also. So I stop by to tell you, don't worry, it's going to be all right. God, Jesus got this thing. Christ has this thing. All you got to do is be part of it. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God for all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. I just count it a blessing for you all to be part of this broadcast and for me to be able to share the Word of God. Pray that you'll take it and to the next level. Simply meaning after the Holy Ghost told you what to do with it, go and share it. We'll ask Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio, if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. It's going to be all right. Amen, amen. All we got to do is trust Him. All we got to do is believe that word, His word. And that tells us to trust in the Lord with all of thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Amen, amen. Praise God.
The word.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, Father God, for all of your many blessings. We're thanking you, Father God, for the words that you have put in our hearts, Father God. And we know that it will be all right as long as we continue to trust in you, Father God. We just praying, Father God, for each and every one on this broadcast, those that are listening by internet, those who have called in, Father God. We're praying that the word touches their heart, Father God, that they too would just continue on doing your will, Father God, that they will, that we will all learn to be spiritual, that we will all learn to just continue to trust in you and just blot out what we have been taught, but learn the word of God, the true word of God, and not religion. Father God, we just give you praise today because your word is true. Your word is faithful, and all we got to do is be faithful to the word of God. Allow the Holy Spirit in our hearts that we will walk according to this word. Father God, we're praying for those that are sick and shut in. We praying for Sister Shirley Wolf, Father God, who's had surgery and not a good report, but we know that you are in control. So we're praying that your will be done, Father God, because we know that there is healing in the name of Jesus. For your word says, by your stripes we are healed. And Father God, we just thanking you for your word today. We thanking you for your word today because your word encouraged our hearts. That no matter what we're going through, it's going to be all right. So we just pray for those that have asked us to keep them in prayer. We're praying for the bereaved families and those who are going through. Because in your word, you said in Isaiah 26 and verse 3, you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So help us to stand on that word. Now open up our hearts to the word today, Father God. We ask that you will bless our pastor, bless the listeners and those that are listening by internet, bless those that are will be participating. Lord, we love you and we thank you for the word that you have left for us to live by and to share with others. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer. We've been sharing this week the working of the Holy Ghost in the church. 2021 and beyond. And today, We want to continue with that same topic. See, it's important to understand that the Father have expressed his relationship to the church. Now it's time for us to express our relationship to the Father.
Amen.
It's almost like a love story, you know. You want it to be both ways. You don't want it to be one-sided.
Amen.
So the Holy Spirit, you understand, is essential for this relationship to take place. So that's another reason you want to make sure that you're expressing your relationship with the Father.
Amen.
Telling people about his gift. Explaining to the world what the Father means to you. Because he explained to us what he means to us, and the same thing he offered, we have to accept. But one scripture I really like, we don't have to go there today, but it's 2 Corinthians 5:17. That says, therefore, if any man be in Christ. See, he offered that to us, to be in Christ. Now, you have to accept it and express your love, your gratitude, which is going to make your attitude in this relationship.
Amen.
That's the way that works. And then you remember we're serving a true and living God. That's what 2 Corinthians 3:3 said on yesterday. So as we continue, let's go to Matthew's 10. Not yesterday, I meant Wednesday. But yesterday we did the thankful, but either way. In Matthew's 10:20, there's two places I'm going to go, but let's go to Matthew's 10. And I'm going to ask Pastor, I may have a reading all these scriptures here in a moment. Kind of waiting, but I can't wait no longer. Matthew's 10:20 read this way. For it is not yet that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. Let me read that again. For it is not you that speaketh, but the Spirit of the Father which speaketh in you.
Amen, amen. Turn the Message Bible. And don't worry about what you'll say or how you'll say it. The right words will be there. The Spirit of your Father will supply the words. Amen.
See, it's the Spirit in your spirit that speaketh. It ain't you. When you allow the Holy Spirit, see, that's how the Holy Spirit works in the church. It's not man that's speaking, but the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Hallelujah.
So a lot of times you wonder, well, why did this come out? And I'm going to tell you something else that the Spirit going to do. He's going to always speak what the Word of God says, no matter what. The Holy Spirit will always speak what the Word of God says.
Amen.
I say that one more time, because over in 1 Peter 4:14, you have to know the Spirit is doing the speaking, brothers and sisters. A lot of time your mind will try to get in the way of this, but in the Book of 1 Peter, it reads as such. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And that was 1 Peter 1:13, Pastor?
14.
14, okay, thank you.
Verse 14.
Okay, thank you. Don't lazily slip back into those old grooves of evil, doing just what you feel like doing. You didn't know any better then. You do now. As obedient children, let yourselves be pulled into a way of life shaped by God's life, a life of energetic and blazing with holiness. God said, I'm holy, you be holy. Amen.
Yeah. Think about it, brothers and sisters. Think about this for a moment. If you are insulted, and it's become an insult to you because of the name of Christ. See, some people, they're embarrassed. I don't get embarrassed about the name of Christ. I got people right now, if y'all look around, I'm telling them about being in Christ. And they feel like, well, it's not necessary. Well, if you're insulted by that, if that bothers you, if that becomes a curse to you and you don't like that, you're not worthy to be called a son of God. Matter of fact, you ought to consider yourself as blessed because it's the spirit of glory. Remember we were talking about you're written as an epistle, so when people see you, you ought to be blessed by that.
That's right. Amen.
You ought to be happy that you can express this relationship. No reason if you will, Pastor, in Acts 1 and 4, remember all the people, I'm not sure exactly where, but they was all, I want to say it's Acts 1, but they was all assembled together. They were sitting there in Jerusalem, and the Spirit, the disciples said, now, y'all, we got to wait for the promise of God, which says you have heard of me. Just like John baptized with water, you're going to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. See, you can't be ashamed of this.
That's right. Say that.
So when the time was right, when they all came together, the Spirit came and it rushed into every house that was sitting there. It came with power. It came to be a witness that God, that the fulfillment of God's word was being made. And you see the result. That's, like I said, I'm not sure. I'm going to get Pastor to read that. I think it's over there in Acts 1. I'm going to start somewhere around the... on the start around third verse, somewhere in there, Pastor, and go down. But it's a story that I'm trying to get. I'll look it up here in a moment. Or unless you got it, I appreciate it.
Yes, I have it, Pastor.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Where is it at?
Acts 1 and 4.
I'll read it
and see if this is what you want. It says, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not go to Jerusalem.
That's it, Pat.
Okay. So that's Acts 1 and 4. I'll just read it. It says, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said, ye have heard of me. And then Acts 2 and verse 4 says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. So from the Message Bible, Acts 1 and verse 4. Let's see here in the Message Bible. As they met and ate meals together, he told them that they were on no account to leave Jerusalem, but must wait for what the Father promised. The promise you heard from me, John baptized in water, you will be baptized in the Holy Spirit and soon. And Acts 2:4 says the Holy Spirit spread through their ranks, and they started speaking in a number of different languages as the Spirit prompted them. Amen.
Amen. See, as the Spirit began to express itself in the lives of others, so they began to express what they have received in others. That's why Romans 8:9 is so clear to me. In Romans 8:9, he said, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is not of his. That's Romans 8:9.
Amen. But if God himself has taken up residence in your life, you can hardly be thinking more of yourself than of him. Anyone, of course, who has not welcomed this visible but clearly present God, the Spirit of Christ, won't know what we're talking about. Amen.
Yeah. See, you're not after the flesh, but you're after the Spirit. See, to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace.
Amen.
God expects for his church to be like him, that to be spiritual minded.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, that's what he expects. We're not under the control of the corrupt nature, but we're under the control of God's nature.
Yes.
That's if God's Spirit lives in you. Now, you may have to say, well, the Spirit of God lives in me. See, that may be a question only you can answer. No one else can answer that.
Amen. Say that.
You know.
That.
The next scripture, I think, is really important. All of them is important. But to this subject, it's the Spirit of Jesus is living in you. In Acts 16:7, if you go there with me, Acts 16:7, read on this note, and I'm going to ask Pastor, she'll read that for me. And I'm going to, well, you read that for me, Pastor, at the Messenger Bible.
Okay. Acts 16:7. At the Messenger Bible. One day, on our way to the place of prayer, a slave girl ran into us. She was a psychic, and with her fortune teller, made a lot of money for the people who owned her. She started following Paul about into the next. It says, one day on our way to the place of prayer, a slave girl ran unto us. She was a psychic, and with her fortune telling, made a lot of money for the people who owned her. Amen.
And that was 16 and 7. And,
Oh, I'm sorry. I was too far down. That verse 7. I'm sorry. But the Holy Spirit blocked that so that when Misa and tried to go north to Bethany, but the Spirit of Jesus wouldn't let them go. There he is.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. See, when you're being controlled by the Spirit of Christ and you yield to that, God will direct you in which way to go and how to go and that type of thing. So it's important, brothers and sisters, that we remember that. It's important that we remember that the Spirit has control over your life. So as long as the Spirit has control over your life, you are not of your own. You've been bought with a price. With that being said, you're letting the world know, hey, God told me to do this way. God told me to go this way.
Amen.
See, and the Spirit of Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters, it's about having that knowledge. Paul said in Philippians 1 and 9, he states in Philippians 1 and 9, and this I pray, that your love may abound you more and more in knowledge and in all judgment.
Amen. In the Message Bible. So this is my prayer, that your love will flourish and that you will not only love much, but well. Amen.
Amen. And over in Galatians, and do I need to really tell you we are to love like God loves? He set the standards for love. And it's not hard. The enemy may try to tell you that, but it's not hard. It's not grievous.
Amen.
We can do that. You know why? Because we got the glory of God on our lives. We're just like our daddy.
All right.
We like it. So in Galatians 4 and 6, he said, because ye are sons, God have sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. See that your sons, you have to start crying that out. You have to start speaking that out, because that's what you are.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Galatians 4 and 6 from the Message Bible. Okay, you can tell for sure that you are now fully adopted as his son, as his own children, because God sent the Spirit of his Son into our lives, crying out, Papa, Father, amen.
Amen. So, the same Spirit is in the Lord is in you. The enemy don't want you to see that. He don't want you to know that. But when the right time came, God sent his son into this world. A woman gave birth to him and came under the control of the law given to Moses. But look what God did. God turned around, according to the scripture now, God turned around and sent his Spirit. Because you are God's children,
Yeah, thank you.
And that's what makes God children, because he sent his spirit, Bible says. Well, I just tell you, the scripture says, God have sent forth the spirit of his son into your heart. So what spirit is in your heart? Is it the spirit of the son, or is it the spirit of the enemy? That's why you have to try the spirit by the spirit and see if it be of God. And trying the spirit is not always easy, but it's understanding that you try the spirit by the word of God, and that's how you can tell if it's of God. But God sent his spirit, and all we have to do really is receive it, not in our head, but in our hearts.
Amen.
Okay, loved ones. Yeah. And so we'll see you all Sunday for the review.